The first gold medal of these games was won by an American woman, 19-year-old West Virginia University student Ginny Thrasher, in the air rifle event. And after 3 days of competition, along with Thrasher and, of course, Katie Ledecky, American women's teams in particular have been thriving.
Well, what a pleasure this is. Joining us right now is Virginia's own Virginia Thrasher. You call her Ginny, just like the state she was born in. But unfortunately, she's in West Virginia right now at school. But that's okay. She's a Virginia girl, and she's all ours. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on that gold medal.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be on your show.
So you won for the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. And did you know when you recognized you secured the gold medal, did you know that you were the first medal of these entire Olympics?
Yes, I did. That's a great fact about the women's air rifle event, is it is always the first medal of the Olympics. So it's very nice because it gets some extra publicity for our sport.
Well, and I'll be honest, I didn't think your sport got as much publicity as it should have. Even when you won, I wanted to see more of it because it looks very cool. How long have you been shooting and competitively?
So for me, I got started shooting in eighth grade when my grandfather took me hunting. And then I went to West Springfield High School in Northern Virginia. And there they have a competitive varsity sport of an air rifle team. And I joined that. And then a year later, I joined a travel team in addition to that. And I started looking at doing it as an NCAA sport as well.
And do you still hunt, too?
I do when I can.
And I got to say, you know, we were so excited, you know, because, of course, we're the talk radio station for Northern Virginia. And when we got on the air that Monday morning, we were so proud and excited, and we got callers calling in. You really, not only did you, of course, win for America, but this whole region just got so uplifted by this. Did you get an instant feedback from all your Virginian friends?
Oh, of course I did. It was really nice to have that feedback from the community, not only of Virginia, but also of Morgantown, West Virginia. I'll be honest, I had to turn my phone off, and I didn't turn it on for a week, and even now I'm still hesitant to go on it a little bit.
Ginny Thrasher is our guest. Of course, she is our golden girl from Virginia who won that very first gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle. How old are you, Ginny? Do you mind me asking?
I am 19 and a half.
My gosh. And so do you plan on, I mean, it's a cool thing about your sport is that, you know, age does not really take away your edge the way it does for other athletes. Do you expect to be doing this for quite some time?
I do. One of the best things about our sport is the longevity of it. And I would say that having the experience that comes with shooting for many years can actually be helpful in some cases. And for me, I'll have NCAA eligibility for the next 3 years, and then there's only 1 year until Tokyo 2020. So at the very least, I'll be trying to shoot for that.
Shoot for that. I see what you did there. And tell me, what is the toughest thing about your sport?
My sport's very tough because it's not only a physical sport, but it's a very mental sport. It's like golf, where you're trying to have control over your thoughts and emotions, and in the end, you're trying to compete with yourself. And that's what makes it a tough sport, but that's also what makes it a great and very rewarding sport.
And you said your grandfather first took you out hunting. Does the whole Thrasher family, do y'all hunt? Do y'all shoot together?
Yes, so I go with my two older brothers, my dad and my grandpa.
And are your older brothers, are they competitive shooters as well?
They are not, but they're very good. So I can hit targets that are standing still very easily. But if the target's moving, I can't hit it at all. So, like, shotgun shooting, I'm terrible at. But one of my brothers is the opposite. He's very good when the targets are moving.
Okay, but and you're being very modest now. But let's face it, being the younger sister and coming home with a gold medal in shooting, that had to be a pretty good moment to rub it in your brother's face.
Well, my parents and both my brothers were down in Rio watching me compete, and I think they're very proud of me.
All right, but a little jealous, too. tell me, I wonder, you know, guns are often misunderstood. Firearms are misunderstood, I think, by a lot of Americans, and I think it's because of some of the histrionic debates that are often had in the media. Do you feel like because of that, your sport doesn't get the attention it should get?
I think that's definitely a factor, but I think it's important for people to realize what my sport is and to take it for what it is and no more. And my sport is great in the fact that it teaches determination and discipline and all these amazing things. And the fact that we're using a firearm, it's really just a tool. And honestly, if you looked at our firearms, they look like they're from outer space. They actually look really cool. But I very much enjoy my sport, and I wish more people could understand it.
Do you almost feel now that you're sort of an ambassador for not just your sport, but also for the positive and effective use of firearms?
I think anyone in this country can be an ambassador. And for me, I'm just happy to be able to help my sport and represent my country so well.
Well, and you sure did. And by and again, I'd want to emphasize not just America, but also Virginia, a hometown girl from Springfield, Virginia. And I understand you're majoring in engineering. What do you plan to do?
Well, I'm majoring in biomedical engineering.
Oh, biomedical engineering. So pardon me, that's some pretty high-end stuff.
I plan to keep shooting for as long as possible.
And you don't have any career goals, though, outside of your great athletic career?
Nope, I would just like to shoot forever. We'll see if we can make it happen.
All right, well, you've got a lot of fans here, not just in the Washington area, but across the country, and we are thrilled to have you on your hometown station, WMAL. Jenny Thrasher, what an honor, and congratulations, and thank you for representing our country so well.
Thank you so much.
Olympian Jenny Thrasher here on WMAL.